From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Iran nuclear talks to continue for up to another week. The United States says international nuclear negotiations with Iran have been extended to July 7 after a self-imposed deadline of Tuesday passed with no agreement on a comprehensive deal. John Kirby is a State Department spokesman.
Our focus remains on trying to reach a deal. The work inside the negotiating room is on trying to resolve the differences that are still outstanding. You know, the extension is important because it provides a little extra breathing space. We could get a deal in 2 days, 3 days. We could get a deal on the 7th, or we could get no deal at all. That's always a possibility, too.
President Obama said the U.S. would walk away from a possible deal if he's not convinced it would block Tehran's path to building a nuclear weapon. Analysts say the main sticking points appear to include concerns related to U.N. Security Council sanctions, the timing of the lifting of those sanctions, and the parameters for international inspections of Iranian nuclear sites. Liberia has announced the return of the deadly Ebola virus weeks after the West African country was declared Ebola-free, with a positive test on the body of a teenager, the first confirmed case since May 9th. Bernice Dawn, the country's health minister, says the 17-year-old male died June 24, was safely buried after the body was tested for Ebola.
The structures we have in place to strengthen our surveillance system in Liberia allowed us to respond quickly. It is critical that Liberians and all those residing in our borders remain vigilant, do not panic, and continue all the preventive measures to stop the spread.
The World Health Organization says the weekly case incidence for Ebola in West Africa has stalled at between 20 and 27 cases since the end of May. More than 11,000 have died of the deadly virus in West Africa over the past 18 months. This is VOA News. The United Nations has accused South Sudanese troops of engaging in a campaign of brutality involving gang rape and torture, including the burning alive of some victims in their homes in Unity State. The report came from the UN mission to South Sudan called UNMISS and is based on the statements of dozens of victims and witnesses. Yemeni security officials say hundreds of inmates, some of them al-Qaeda members, fled a prison in the southwestern city of Taiz during clashes between warring militia. Shia Muslim Houthi fighters entered Taiz in March in a southward push from their base in the capital, Sana'a. Greece is officially in default after missing a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund. European finance ministers decided Tuesday against extending a bailout program. They plan to hold further talks Wednesday, but Dutch finance minister Joran Dijsselbloem says it would be crazy to extend the program.
An extension of the old program simply isn't possible. Now it also isn't possible for practical reasons. It runs out in a couple of hours. But also politically, the situation hasn't changed. There is no new ground to go back to that.
The Greek government is balking at demands from the EU for more economic austerity. The European Commission is pledging tents and experts to help Hungary cope with a wave of migrants from the Middle East, North Africa, and Afghanistan. The Commission's top official for migration, Dimitris Avramopoulos, has called Hungary a frontline state in the migrant crisis.
Hungary is under pressure. We were talking so far about Italy and Greece. Now we added Hungary. And all these proposals made to the Hungarian government today have to do exactly with the same way we approached and we are facing the situation in the Mediterranean.
Hungary, a visa-free travel zone, has become a major destination point for tens of thousands of migrants escaping war, terrorism, and poverty. The U.S. and Brazil are pledging to work together to fight climate change. President Obama and President Dilma Rousseff discussed new initiatives to reduce carbon emissions ahead of a U.N. conference. They're pledging to increase their share of renewable energy to 20% by the year 2030. The Brazilian leader spoke through an interpreter.
I very much welcome that decision because it will prove extremely important in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And also, it speaks to our clear-cut commitment of ensuring that the environment and also efforts to make sure the global temperature will not go up beyond 2 degrees as agreed.
She also pledged her country would reforest 12 million hectares. The U.S. and Cuba Wednesday are expected to announce a reopening of their embassies for the first time in more than half a century. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.